Welcome to the Father's Day. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you all so much for being with me. Don't forget to support our work. Continue to support it by going to thefatherstate.tv and locals.com in the description. I have with me today Adam. What's Adam's name?
Friedland.
Oh, I have with me Adam Friedland. He is a stand-up comedian and the host of the Adam Friedland Show.
Friedland Show. Yeah,
welcome
yeah.
to the show.
You murdered that intro, Jesse. That was a little bit of a power play, right?
Adam Friedland.
You came in, you were like, I don't even know this guy's name.
No, I've done so many shows today.
How many shows have you done today?
I did 3 hours of radio this morning from 6 to 9. And then you're the third hour of the Father's Day taping today.
Oh, my God. You're exhausted. And the fires are happening around the building.
The fires burn everything.
You're going to podcast through the apocalypse.
Yes. Amazing, huh?
All right.
But I have with me
Adam Friedland.
Stand-up comedian.
Who set this up? How am I here right now?
Show. The what?
Who set this up?
My producer.
And what, he thought me? He was like, Jesse's gonna love talking to just the most obnoxious guy in history. He's gonna love talking to this guy.
And I'm already enjoying it.
Are you?
Yeah.
We're having a nice time. We had a nice talk before this started.
Absolutely.
I was told before you came into the room that I had to sign the consent form because you don't trust me.
Right. You know how the Jews are, right?
What are you doing, Jew? You're starting with this Jew?
You know, we gave you the form to sign weeks ago, and you're like, oh, okay.
I have podcasted for 9 years. I've done hundreds of podcasts,
right?
Different ones. Never done this.
Right.
You have a professional outfit, a real professional outfit.
You know why you didn't do it? Because you didn't sign them.
You're saying that a Jew doesn't want to sign a legal – you're the one with a legal form for your podcast. You're Moses over here. You're coming down from Mount Sinai with your consent forms.
That's right. Amazing.
I'm the live and let live Christian who's like, what the heck are these – what this paperwork all about? I'm giving you a Sermon on the Mount.
What a mess.
Let me ask,
you were a lawyer before you became a comedian, right?
No, I got into law school, yeah.
And how come all the Jews are lawyers and doctors? Why don't they be like...
What do you mean, all the Jews? Because their parents yelled at them to get good grades. What do you mean?
But their parents didn't yell at them, hey, one day you could become a trash picker upper, or
what parent is telling their kid to be a trash picker upper?
They make good money being a trash picker upper.
Do you think there's a single parent that's like, you should be a garbage guy?
Oh yeah,
to a child? No, you say you gotta be you to get a good job or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. It's not a crazy thing to be like, you should get a stable work. Well, I don't think it's a Jewish thing either.
Oh yeah,
I think our parents are just annoying enough to like be like, all right, fine, just stop, stop it, just shut. No, I'm just kidding.
All of my Jewish friends are either lawyers, doctors,
Dershowitz.
They own Dr. the hospitals. House. They
hospital owner,
right?
Who people own a hospital?
The Jewish people do, not normal people.
So you think that it should be socialized medicine? You're like a Bernie guy.
No way. I am not.
I think that people, anyone should go to the doctor.
You think that they should?
I think you should go to the doctor. It shouldn't be. Yeah. If you have cancer, you should go to the doc. Like, you shouldn't lose all your money if you have cancer. Sure.
But also,
call me a live and let live Christian. You're the one that wants all these Jewish hospital owners to stay in business.
That's right. So tell me, how
I
did
know,
you
I was
transfer,
talking to Rabbi
Mordechai
Peterson. What?
How did you go from being a lawyer to a comedian?
I wasn't a lawyer. I got into law school, but I didn't go.
Oh, why not?
Too lazy. Probably wouldn't have been that good at lawyer. I think I thought lawyer was like from movies. I thought it was like you had to give a good speech and stuff. Oh. Like you had to be like, and my client. I thought it was all like inspirational speeches. I thought like – I remember as a kid, I thought Johnny Cochran, I remember during OJ, I was like, that guy's giving good speeches. Yeah. He's like rhyming things and stuff. But I realized most of being a lawyer is like you have to like just do spreadsheets and boring stuff.
Amazing.
And yeah, so I told my parents I wanted to be a clown. And they were like, you're a moron. You're one of the dumbest guys ever. Like what – can you imagine coming out of the closet as a clown to your parents? In retrospect, it was one of the most insane things I ever put them through.
And were they disappointed? Were they disappointed in you?
I mean, would you be – if your son was like, Mommy, I'm a clown, like, or Daddy, like, God put me here to be a clown. No, you wouldn't be. But no one's like, oh, you should go be a nightclub comedian to your kid. You should have like a nice job, a stable job, and like you know, I think like a parent doesn't want their kids to struggle financially.
They do not. Probably. Why not?
Because I think it's very difficult when you're struggling financially.
But it builds character. It makes you a better person. It causes you to become more independent when you have to make it on your own.
Well, making it on your own is not, I mean, that's making it. I'm saying when you're like stressed out about money constantly, it's hard, right? Isn't it?
It's hard for you, but it's good for you.
I don't think it doesn't feel good, right?
Right, but that doesn't mean it's not good for you. It's not about how you feel.
I had no money and I struggled and then I had money. And I don't want to ever again be struggle. I think it's terrible.
What's important to you?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like my what's important to me? That's a big question, Reverend. I feel like I'm doing confession right now.
You can call me Jesse.
No, I want to respect you as an ecclesiastical.
But my name is Jesse, not Reverend. A reverend just tell you what type of work you do, but that's not
the
who
doctor
you are.
Reverend, the doctor reverend emeritus professor
Dr.
Jesse
Reverend Bishop Pope
Bishop
Jesse.
The good bishop. What's important to you? I guess family. Yeah, the people I know. And wow, I've never been so sincere in public like this. I'm normally a comedian who peddles in smut. I guess that's the right answer too. Yeah. I guess family and the people you care about. Yeah.
And like why is family so important to you?
Those are your guys.
Meaning what?
They're your guys. You don't choose them, but they're your guys. They're your guys for life.
But most families don't get along with one another.
That's fine.
But they're still important.
They're still your guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Do you have your
own? That doesn't mean they're not your guys.
Are you married with children?
I mean, I have a girlfriend.
But you're not married.
No. I want to have kids. Yeah. I want a family of my own.
And why?
I don't know. I think it's like the point of, you know, it's something I think I'd be a good parent. My mother passed away 4 years ago,
and it made a big impression.
That experience made a big impression on me.
Oh,
yeah. For sure. And yeah. Seeing my family come together, seeing members of our family that drove us, that were pains in the ass for years, we still wanted our guys there. Even if there were people that were like our friends that wanted to like be there for us, it didn't feel as right as like just a relative. Wow, Jesse, we're really getting into it right now. I learned to appreciate family in a way that I'd never seen before and experienced before. And it kind of made me realize what matters at the end of the day.
And so that caused you to want to start your own family?
No, I wanted to before that, but I saw the meaning of family in action at the time.
Right.
And it gave me a kind of an answer as to like what at the end of the day, what matters while you're here. Wow, Jesse, you're amazing.
And who were you closest to, your mother or your father, growing up?
Closest to. She was like my twin. I loved her. But my dad, I mean, it was a different, in a different way, I was close to them. Yeah, I'm super close to my dad.
You are?
Yeah.
But you, buddy, growing up, you were closer to your mother?
It's a different relationship. It's like your mom and her son, and then the dad, like, you know, like I'd watch like sports with my dad, and like we'd watch like, you know, like, Jean-Claude Van Damme, like action movies where the guy's like neck gets snapped. And like, you know, we watched like a lot of that kind of stuff. Right. That was like, you know, and he would be like, tell me when I'm being a dummy. And then my mom was very nurturing. So it's not like closer. It's just like different.
Right. I understand.
You know, it's
and so
a love
your
from
mother,
a father and love from a mother.
When your mother would irritate you, would you tell your dad to help you deal with her? How did you
No.
You would not tell your father to help you deal with your mother?
No.
How did
no
you
way.
Deal with her when she would irritate you?
She didn't really, ever. She was the best.
So your mother would...
She was a great lady.
Really? And so she never irritated you at all growing up?
No.
Really?
Not at all. No. I had like a... She wasn't like a stereotypical Jewish mother. She wasn't like, you're killing me. Like, you wish I was dead. Kind of Trump acts like a lot of my friends' Jewish mothers, where he's like, no one respects me. You guys, no one appreciates me. Very unfair. Like, a lot of my friends' moms used to act like that.
Right.
But my mom was just lovely. Yeah. She irritated. I can't even fathom her irritating me. I would be a little schmuck to her. I'd be a little like, you know, I was like a know-it-all, like, whatever.
And so would your father irritate you at times?
Yeah, and like a male, like, you know, I know better than you, you know better than me. But it's like, God, you know, it's like a testosterone thing more, you know?
And so
it made me tougher.
How would you deal with that when your father would irritate you?
I got tough. He made me strong. Wow, Jesse, I've never talked about any of this stuff. Is this what the show is about?
And why haven't you talked about it before?
You're not answering that question right now.
What?
Is this what the show is about? It's I think these are great questions.
Yeah, I like having real conversation with people.
It's like an investigation into who the guy is. I learned a lot about myself
and others.
Yeah,
when we have a real...
I'm used to like a podcast where I'm like, doing like dumb crap. This is like a human. You're like engaging on a human level. After you dropped all that, like black people be driving like this and Jewish people be driving like that, you were like you're just talking to another fellow.
Amazing.
Amazing. Go ahead. Sorry, to cut you off.
No, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I wanted to ask. So, when your father would irritate you, how would you deal with that?
I'd argue back.
Good. And so would you tell your mother to help you deal with your father?
No, that's snitching. I'm not going to fuck with their marriage. She should support him.
Amazing. Right. Absolutely.
It would make my dad feel crap if mom is like conspiring with me. I'm not going to, that's not my business.
Right on, man. And so how did you become
angry? Honestly, I would navigate things by being funny a lot of the times.
Right.
Like I make a joke, you know, but that was like to, you know, get out. That was a little rascal and try and get out of trouble. You
right
know?
On. So how
that's
did
why
you
I got in. That's why I got funny.
How did you become angry?
Why am I angry?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find out. How did you become angry?
I don't know. I wouldn't conceive of myself as angry.
Do you have anger?
I'm trying to think of it. I don't know, like when a girl like says like, you say like, is everything okay? And they're like, I'm fine. Right. And then you're like, are you sure?
Right.
And then like 4 days later, they're like, this is the thing I was mad about.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why don't you fucking tell me 4 days ago?
Yeah.
But that's not anger. It's just like girls, you try to understand them, but they're like a different species.
Right.
But like your whole life, we're just going to try as hard as we can to understand them.
And so do you get angry at times?
But we never fully will. But I don't get angry about that. I think sometimes I'm like, just fucking tell me 4 days ago. Like, but for a guy, that makes sense. For a girl, it doesn't make sense.
And so do you get angry at times?
Do I get angry? Not really. I don't yell. No, not really.
So you
I try to be nice to people that are around me and in my life. For sure.
And so you never get angry?
Well, I've gotten angry. Sure. Of course.
So you do get angry at times.
I don't know. I can't tell you. Jeez, Louise. I can't tell you the specific. What is so interesting about this to anyone? I'm just some, what, I'm a Jewish podcaster? A Jewish smut merchant? No. You think people, do I get angry?
Yeah.
Not necessarily. It seems like a kind of like a, it's weak a little bit. It's like a, it's kind of a little bit of a weakness to be angry.
Anger is a weakness.
To lose your cool. To lose your cool is weak.
It is. 100%.
I'm kind of an alpha apex predator, kind of a David Goggins style man, personally. I'm a Andrew Tate style guy.
Amazing. And so, so you lived in Israel for a year, I read.
After high school, I did a year in Israel, yeah.
And how was that, living in Israel? I've gone to Israel, by the way, and I loved Israel. I couldn't believe I...
Did you like it?
I loved it.
It was all right. I mean, it was fun. It was like...
I totally loved it. To the point...
Where'd you go?
To the point that we sent a second group of people over to Israel. Because it was so nice.
From your church?
I'm sorry?
From your church?
Yep.
Do you have a building, like a church, like that you every Sunday you do a service and
yes,
stuff?
Yes, absolutely.
How many people are in your community?
I don't know, a whole bunch of them.
Like, how many people show up on Sunday?
It all depends. Because what are your hot months? We have people not only that come from, that lives right around, we have people come every Sunday from around the world, so it all depends.
Because you're a celeb. You're like a celeb reverend.
I don't think of that way. But let me ask.
But you access an audience around the world.
What was it like in Israel for a year?
I don't know. I did like a gap year. I worked on an ambulance when I was there. I took classes. I got like college credit. And, I don't know. I lived there, and then as like a gap year before college.
And was the war happening at the time when you were living there between?
No. No.
What?
No. That was like, it was after the disengagement from Gaza, when Ariel Sharon pulled out of Gaza.
Oh, okay.
And then built the fence around there.
Right. So the war wasn't going on at the time. What do you think about the war between Israel and the Palestine?
Does anyone think war is good?
You're right, it's not. But what should happen?
What should happen? I think war is probably bad, right?
War is awful. I agree.
Yeah.
So
no one's like, hell yeah, war. I mean, it's a bad thing that people do.
So what should they do to end that right now?
I mean, they live there. They pay taxes and stuff. They should probably figure it out. It's kind of obnoxious the way people like yell at each other about it.
Yeah.
You know, and I fall victim to it. What does that do for like Israelis or Palestinians, right?
That's right, man. I totally
agree. It kind of all becomes about us, right? And we just live here, right? So, people are kind of like projecting themselves onto like a tragic conflict, right? Yeah. And it's like, oh, it's this is my thing, like either Zionist or pro Palestine, but it's like, what are you fucking doing for them? Sorry to say the F word.
No, that's fine.
Even in like a Jewish family, like my dad and I kind of don't see eye to eye all the time, but what am I going to do? Like ruin Thanksgiving? Like we're like, I want to, like, I don't want to, I just want to chill with them. You know, it doesn't, and also it doesn't do anything for them folks over there.
Absolutely,
you
know? Man.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Yeah. I, you know what? My thing these days is to know less. So, right?
Yeah. Like, what was it like? You reminded me of something that happened recently in our country and around. There was the Palestinian people going around to the university here in this country, and they were carrying the Palestinian flag, and they were chanting, death to Israel, death to America. That I couldn't believe that. In New York, you're right in the midst of what was that?
I mean,
like
people in Vietnam were saying that too about death to America, right?
What was it?
Aren't
like
college kids protest typically, like wars?
But not no,
they, that's a thing that's happened a million times, right?
But they shouldn't be on.
I'm not saying it's good or
and,
bad, but I'm saying it's not a new thing, right?
Right. What was it like hearing them say on our land, they in our country chanting death to America?
I mean, I mean, America's the sickest country. I mean, we make like we have like dunking, NBA, hip hop, like we make Goodfellas. We've done some of the best stuff here in America.
Right.
But who cares? It's just some kid saying some crap. What are you going to be like? Oh, I'm so afraid. It's a kid, some fucking 90-pound kid. That's not like really an issue. I think it is a little bit. That's a little bit like cowardly to be like, I'm terrified of like an 18-year-old kid. I mean, like, there are other things I have to worry about in life. It's not, I'm not saying it's good or bad, but it's just like, what, like a kid at college is going to protest a war? It's not a new thing, right? But, Jesse,
but sometimes
you were protesting NAM. But you were lighting that damn flag on fire back in the day.
But I'm teasing you.
Yeah, I know.
But it concerned me because they have so much anger toward America and Israel.
What the hell are they going to do? Like an 18-year-old girl that's studying they/them studies at Columbia? What is she going to do? She's actually going to kill America?
You think
America is going to? She's saying death to America. You think that an 18-year-old girl studying genders or whatever is gonna kill like everyone? You think she can do death to America?
No.
It's kind of a little bit pussy to be like, I'm afraid of that.
Right, but what you might not understand.
Don't you think?
But listen.
You're afraid of that is a little bit like hysterical.
But
no?
What you may not understand is that
a lot of people say death to America.
Adam, she might not do it, but the people who have convinced her to go out and protest and carry on, they can do it. Because
America gave 25 billion dollars to the people who have them
out there doing the protest. They don't even know why they're out there. But the people who convinced them to do it are the ones that I'm concerned
about.
Who are the
people? Soros and stuff?
The Alawaba people.
Alawaba? What is that? I think it's a little bit just like, who, like, come on, bro. We gave money to the war, so they're protesting it. I mean, like, that's plausible, right? They gave $25 billion. So they're saying they're protesting at their college. We shouldn't give $25 billion, I guess. What is a kid yapping at a school? Like, what is it?
It wasn't necessarily.
You got to be Christian about this, brother.
Listen.
Like, it's just a kid.
Adam. Adam, it wasn't the kid that I was concerned about. It was the people who were brainwashed and paying the kids to go out there and do it. Those are the ones I'm concerned about.
You think Ali Wakbar sent a 90-pound girl to Columbia to do a protest?
His representative did.
Who's Ali Wakbar? What are you talking about? It's a kid at a college.
You know how when they when they put on the belt with the bombs on them? And just before
suicide bomber. Yeah.
And just before they get ready to go off, they say, Allah Akbar.
So you think this kid at school got a call from Allah Akbar?
No, but the but the people who put her out there.
Jesse,
got
you
the
don't
call.
Even think it. You're laughing right now.
Listen.
You don't even think it, bro.
Do you hear me? I'm telling you, it wasn't the kids because they didn't even know why they were out there.
There's enough problems in the world for us to be like, oh. Can I tell you this? To be Jewish in America for 37 years, I'm 37, it's the best it's ever been in 1600 years.
And why do you say that?
Because I'm not getting like fucking like Jewish people have been killed and stuff like throughout history.
Right.
In America, it's been sick. I get to be a white guy. Do you know how sick it is to be a white guy?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's hard on white people that they're blamed for everything and they're not responsible for anything.
Oh, it's been awesome being a white guy, bro. It's been phenomenal.
Amazing.
I don't want to lose it.
So listen, because
maybe
of
these 80, maybe these 18-year-old girls are going to take white away from me. Then we got a problem.
Amazing. Well,
if they take that, then that's what I'm afraid of.
What have you learned about yourself that you didn't know since being a comedian and doing your show?
From the show.
Yeah, what have you learned about yourself that you did not know?
I just like kind of in the way I think what you said earlier is I feel the same way. It's like a more instead of like making it about politics is kind of like it's just kind of lame at this point. What people are going to like yap away about it. It's more interesting to just get to know a guy, right? And so if I have a guest, like I just want to know what kind of guy it is. And then you humanize someone and you have a real conversation with a person.
Right.
You don't exploit a person and like you're not like because people are so angry these days.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think it's because they're lonely, really. That's more concerning to me than a kid. At least the kid that's going out with saying death to America is going outside. Don't you think? At least they're going outside.
In some cases,
a lot of these people are just isolated and alone. That's more of a problem in my mind. If you're going out and protesting and saying death to America, you're participating in a community, right?
They were saying death to Israel and America, and my concern is that we allow these people
First
to come
Amendment,
in.
First Amendment, baby, free speech, baby.
Not for these people.
Why?
Because we allow them to come into our country. It's like me
inviting
someone into my home.
My
it's like me inviting a family member to my home and they're shouting death to you.
Listen, dude. Free speech is... listen. If you go out and protest, I don't care what you say, but you're participating in a public forum. You're participating in society. What's scarier to me is that there are people that are isolated and alone and not doing that. It's scary to me that kids aren't getting laid as much.
Not
because at least
what?
If you're going out, they're not getting laid as much as having sex.
Oh, they get laid right after the end of the rally because they're so emotional.
No, they don't. No.
These
kids aren't having sex as much. Yeah. That's scary to me.
Amazing.
Because if you go out and have sex, you're like at least saying, oh, I'm part of a society. And if I meet someone and they want to have sex with me, I can have sex with them.
You know, in talking
they're
about
they're really like weird and lonely these days. That's the weird thing. And the concern.
They definitely have a lot of emotional problems. That's for sure. They have a lot of anger. They're bitter. They're lost. They don't know what they want to do.
Maybe the world seems crappy to them.
Maybe.
I mean, when I was a kid, I grew up in the 90s, right? And the world was awesome because everyone was like, this is the best year ever. And next year is going to be the best year ever, right? And it was my friend's parents drove Hummers. My friend's moms were getting boob jobs. It was just a fantastic time.
Amazing.
You like that one? You like that. And then kind well, of listen, there came a point hey, growing up.
Let me ask you
where
this.
People,
what? Let me ask you this because of time.
What's up?
Are you a liberal Jew or a conservative Jew?
No, I'm not a liberal. For sure not.
Are you a conservative?
No.
Do you participate in politics at all?
I don't know. I mean, what do you mean participate? Like voting?
Yeah.
I mean, I have voted. Yeah, sure. In the past. Yeah.
You're not sure if you vote or not?
I have voted, yeah, for sure.
And did you vote?
I live in New York, right? So, like, what's the point of voting? Because, like, Kamala's going to win by, a bunch. So it's kind of your vote doesn't really matter unless you're in a swing state, right?
Did you vote for the Great White Hope?
For who?
The Great
Trumps?
The Great White Hope.
Who's that? Trumps?
Yeah, who else?
Donald? No, I didn't vote for him. It must have felt great, though, to vote for Donald.
You did not vote for
him. It must have felt awesome.
Are you serious? You did not vote for the Great White Hope?
Yeah, I'm serious.
And why not?
Yeah, but I don't know. I didn't want to.
And why not?
I don't know. I didn't believe in the, you know, what either party was espousing. I mean, I don't think it's like you're a conservative fellow?
Yes.
And you voted for Trump's, right?
The Great White Hope.
Dude, it must have felt great. Did it feel good?
And you know my dream team?
Do you remember like waiting in line voting for Trump? You must have been so excited.
May I tell you who my dream team are?
Who?
Donald Trump?
MJ, Kobe,
Netanyahu, and Putin.
For what?
The dream team.
To what? Like go out and get pussy on a Friday night together? Sorry, I shouldn't say stuff like this. You're a man of God.
But listen, why do you vote for the Great White Hope?
What's the point? What's the point of it?
Did you vote for what her name? Camilla?
Camilla Parker Bowles. No, I didn't.
You didn't vote at all in this.
What's the point? It's the Democrats win in New York State. It's just like it's stupid because of the Electoral College. It's like your vote doesn't really. You don't have to vote. I vote like it's stupid that like in a swing state like it matters, and then in New York it doesn't really matter, right?
But had you voted for the president, you'd be voting for Donald Trump, not New York.
In New York State for the Electoral College, yeah.
I mean,
I didn't want to vote for Trump. I think he's funny, but like what's the advantage for that? I don't know. I think people should go to the doctor, right?
To make America great again.
All right, fine. But like, I just don't like, if he was like, everyone can get health insurance, I might have voted for him, sure.
Oh, so you believe in socialism?
In what sense?
Do you support socialism, period?
Do you think that Kamala was socialism? Are you one of those guys?
But you didn't answer the question yet. Do you support socialism?
In what sense?
Period.
I think so. Yeah. I think that you should view history in terms of who has things and who doesn't. Sure. Yeah.
Why is that?
It makes sense to me.
Why is that?
Yeah, like who's like, you know, who has the resources and who doesn't. It makes sense.
But most people that don't have it, they don't have it because they don't want it, because they know that there are people out there like you that support socialism and that you're going to give it to them.
Who supports socialism? No one actually does.
Yeah.
There's no political party that actually does.
There are people who rely on people to give them stuff and they support socialism.
Wait, who does, though? Right now, the government does.
I'm sorry?
Like, but who in the government is doing that?
The Rhino Republicans, The Democrats.
They're doing socialism?
They're supporting it.
Which ones?
You know which one. Which one?
Seriously, I don't know. There are socialist Republicans?
Yeah, the rightos are. But let me, because of Tyler, let me ask you this.
I'm not trolling you. I really, who are these guys though?
I'll tell you later. Let me ask you this.
You can't, just, come on.
Let me ask you this question.
You don't actually think anyone is a socialist. I just told you the rightos. Who are the right, who is it though?
The rightos.
You're awesome. You're like, my friend's dad is exactly like you. And he's the best, dude. He's got a boat. He says things like, my boat, my rules. He says stuff like that. He's the best guy.
Right on.
But I have no idea what he's talking about. That they're stuff like this. There are socialists in the Republican Party.
So let me ask you this. What's wrong with the blacks?
What do you mean, what's wrong with blacks?
What's wrong with the blacks?
Well, I don't know. What are you talking about? Well, they've given us incredible culture.
Like what?
America's got the best culture because we have cool black people.
What type of incredible culture they've given you?
I mean, everything.
Like what?
Jazz?
Music?
Rock and roll? Yeah.
Oh. And what else?
Sports?
What?
Sports?
And what else?
Entertainment?
Okay. So they can dance? They can dance and they can sing.
Yeah, America lets them do that, but they don't give them anything else.
And why do we need to give them anything?
What do you mean?
What else should we give them?
What are you trying to get me to do right now? I'm not going to tell you this. Jesse, what are you doing? Listen, I'm not a political scientist, sociologist here. Ask me what's wrong with the blacks? You tell me what's wrong with the blacks. You're the guy that you go on TV, right? Or on the internet. You're like, I'm black and I think that black people stink, right? Or suck.
No, I say I'm black and I'm slow.
You're slow?
Yeah.
And then there are white guys that watch it and they're like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Do black guys go to your church? The majority of your church is white guys, right?
No, all races.
All races.
Yeah.
But you think there have to be some guys that hear you say that and it feels so good for them. But not in a wrong way.
What do you mean?
You're criticizing, like, I criticize Jews all the time, right? Like, I think that it's wrong that we're like at war with what is the, like, this, it's a nightmare, this whole thing, right? I'm critical of it, right? But I have a right to be because I'm Jewish, right?
Right.
So if you are critical of black people, it's in the same way because you're like, you're a black man in America, right? But you don't think that they're like white fellas hearing that and that they're like, hell yes, but not in the same way as you saying it. They're not like, it's like when Chris Rock has that joke, there are two types of black people. There's black people and then the N-word, right? Like a black guy laughs at that because he has like a cultural understanding of it. But then there have to be white guys that are like, hell yeah, dude. That's what I've been saying, dude. But it's not the same type of processing of it.
But what way, right? I don't understand that.
Why?
I don't.
Because you know about your shit. I know about my shit.
But I don't know what you mean by that, though.
Oh, that I think that people.
So let's say Chris Ross said that. And I laugh and other black people laugh.
It's not on Chris Rock. It's not on Chris Rock to censor himself. Right.
Right.
It's his joke. Right.
When he says it and I laugh and the white people laugh, what's the difference between the laughter?
Because when you say that black people suck, right, as a black guy.
Right.
You say it because you have a frustration with people that you've grown up with and I'm not saying you're right or wrong, right? But you have an experience as a black guy, right? But don't you think it's a question. I don't know what the answer is.
Right.
But don't you think that there are some white guys that are saying it because they're like, just don't like black guys. That they kind of like it, but not for the, you're saying it because you, have an experience, and they're saying it because they have that appeals to them because they have a prejudice probably, right? Am I talking about this on the internet? Jesse, why are you making me? I have to plug my computer in.
What are you doing?
My computer is not plugged in.
Oh. It's a funny. So if it's funny.
Why are you asking me, some freaking low IQ comedian in New York City, what's wrong with the blacks? This is your thing? This is you've gained a claim for this.
But listen, if
Chris Rock... No, you listen, Jesse. I'm keeping you honest right now. Because I think you're a good guy.
If Chris Rock made a joke like that, and I'm sitting there, it's funny, and there are white people in the same audience, and they laugh about it too, why are the laughters different? They're laughing at a joke.
I'm saying, if you're saying black people are no good, right? You're saying it in a different way, and someone that thinks that without the same understanding as you, right? I'm not even saying you're right. You shouldn't snitch, too. You're a snitch. You shouldn't do it, dude.
What do you mean?
Because it's just like not in front of them.
In front of who?
Not in front of them.
Who?
You know.
No, I know.
Like sometimes, for the Jews, too. In front of who? Sometimes, like, it's a little bit like, you know, like, don't be so embarrassing in front of the Gentiles, right?
Right.
That's like a notion we have in our minds, where it's like, we're all so embarrassing. We're like obnoxious. We talk too much. We're obsessed with ourselves.
But when you say not in front of them,
sometimes it's just like, let's not in front of them. Let's tone it down.
When you say not in front of them, who are you referring to?
We're embarrassing ourselves. So, but you're doing it in front of them.
In front of who?
I think you're a good guy, Jesse.
Adam, in front of who?
Guys that don't like black people.
But there are a whole lot of black people that don't like black people. How would I know?
I'm not saying that.
How would I know?
What I'm saying is does it feel like, do you feel like that there have to be some guys that are, don't get what you're saying, but get off on what you're saying?
I never think about
that.
If
you say that.
I never think about that.
Why not?
Why
but
should
that's
I?
A moral thing.
Why should I? Because
you're a man of God. Because you're a man of God.
What?
That's a moral. It's a moral quandary, right? It's a moral quandary. So Chris Rock has that moral quandary. He says, if I tell this joke, you know, maybe people will laugh at it in a different way, right? But that's a moral quandary. So, but what I'm asking you is if you've processed that in a moral, like in that same sense.
I never.
And I'm not saying it's you. I believe in the First Amendment. Say whatever you want to say.
Oh, let me ask you this. Because of time.
Yeah.
So if I went to one of your shows.
This is so embarrassing. This whole thing has been embarrassing, but I feel like you're I really like you as a guy.
Let me ask.
Yeah.
Ask.
Go ahead.
If I'm at your show and you're making jokes about the Jews, right?
And I'm, myself, kind of. Yeah.
Right. And if you're making jokes about the Jews and I'm cracking up, should I be laughing or not?
It's interesting. I've had that question. It's like, did people in like the Midwest watch Woody Allen movies? Because those movies got like wide distribution, right? But it's like, who the hell wants to see that crap? I get it. I'm like, that stuff makes so much sense to me. But it's like, it's so like, I can't imagine that it would appeal to other people.
Should I be laughing if you're making Jewish jokes?
Jewish, like what sense? Like Jewish people
at one of your shows, and you're up making jokes, and they're really funny.
I'm mainly making fun of myself. Let's say that all the Jews are laughing.
They're cracking up. And I'm sitting there and I'm wondering, should I laugh or not?
It's a similar question, right? Should I laugh? But I guess I don't do Jewish jokes.
I thought you said you did.
I do Jewish, like, self-deprecation, right? So making fun of yourself is like a self-deprecation. It's like it's an aspect of comedy that, like, yeah, a lot of Jewish guys.
But let me
ask,
because of time, I got to keep moving here. If you're making Jewish jokes in an audience full of Jews.
What kind of Jewish joke? But I'm not, that's not what I said. I make fun of myself.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Which is a Jewy thing to do.
So if you made a Jewy joke.
I'm not like.
If you made a Jewy joke, should I laugh in a Jewish audience?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You host a show called. Did I answer your question?
Are you moving on?
Oh, go ahead.
You could have pressed me on that. I was vulnerable. You had me on the ropes right there, and then you moved on.
But I'm not trying to have you on a rope.
You know what you did? You turned the other cheek, much like this guy from Nazareth.
So let me ask. If I'm in an audience, and you're making a bunch of Jewish jokes, you know.
What? You keep saying Jewish. I mean, the main Jewish joke is my face that people have to look at.
And should I laugh?
I mean, if you think that my nose is how revolting I look is funny, absolutely laugh at me.
Well, how about if you say, I have a
what
Jewish.
Do you mean? What is a Jewish joke? Can you explain what that is?
I don't know. You're the comedian.
You keep saying Jewish jokes. I just don't understand what you mean.
But I thought you said that you made Jewish jokes.
I said that I do self-deprecation.
Okay, I got you now. I'll have you now.
Okay,
let me give you an example. Give me a quick answer because of time.
I don't want to stop talking to you. We got another hour, baby.
So let me ask. If you should make a Jewish joke, and I'm in the audience with a bunch of Jews, should I laugh?
Okay, help me out for a second. Help me out for a second. Could you please tell me a Jewish joke so I can understand what you mean?
Jews love money.
Is that a joke? What are you talking about? That's a joke?
But should I laugh about that? If you made that joke.
Should you laugh about Jews love money?
What?
Tell me a Jewish joke. Listen, you're a free speech conservative. I'm not sensitive. I'm a comedian.
Right.
I believe in the First Amendment. So just tell me. You have to know one.
I just told you one. You didn't say it was funny.
Jews love money is not. It didn't have the structure of a joke. It didn't have a setup. It didn't have a punchline.
Jews have a big nose.
Jesse, you're funny. I believe in you. Okay? I'm encouraging you because I think that what's more.
Listen to me. I got to move on. I need you to answer this question for me. You have a show called Mama. You host a show called Funny Moms.
Big Mama's House.
And have you ever met any moms or women who are funny?
My mom was really funny, but the answer is no. No women on earth are funny. Absolutely not.
Amazing. And so
it's just black guys and Jews, which is our dynamic, Jesse. This is marketable.
I agree with you on that.
You got to stop with this doing it in front of the whites. I'm not going to do it in front of the Gentiles. We're going to stop with that, and we're going to start like a comedy team, the two of us.
Okay.
Think about it this way. An odd couple is the most classic comedy combination you could have.
I can't wait to ask you this.
Can you imagine? We both get divorced and then we get an apartment together, right?
Let me ask.
And I'm a Jewish guy. You're a Christian black guy, right? And I'm like sloppy and, you know, there are women coming over and you're like, you're a neat freak, right?
No, and you're like, not at all.
Are you having women coming over?
I'm not junky. I mean, I'm not neat at all. You got to remember, I'm black and slow, so I'm too lazy to be neat.
okay, so you are a mess and you're having girls coming over constantly. And my family's like, and I'm like, Jesse, it's Passover. And you're just like having loud, like coming out of the other room. And I'm like, this is, you're having such loud sex.
Let me.
My family's over. It's a Jewish holiday.
Adam, let me ask you this. What is,
I'm sorry.
What is, Funny Moms about, and how did that come about?
Oh, it's just like a stand-up show. It's like a show that I do like weekly. So I've been doing it for years.
So you make jokes about mothers?
No, it's just a stupid name for a stand-up show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's just like, it's a, you got to come up with a stupid name for a show. Hot Soup, Funny Mom.
Oh, it's, I got you. Just okay.
It's just like, yeah, it's with stand-up.
And so, Adam, were women created to lead or to follow?
What?
Were women created to lead or to follow?
To follow?
Yeah.
Do you have a lady that follows you?
No, I'm asking you, were women created to lead or to follow?
I don't know. I don't know. What do I know about... I don't want to fucking pop off about like this is the way it is. What do I know? Girls get mad at me all the time. You try to manage it and you try to understand them. Like I said to you before, sometimes they'll have a dream and then they'll be like, you did something in the dream and now I'm mad at you in the morning.
Right.
And it's like it's a freaking dream. It's not the real world.
Yeah.
They do stuff like that all the time.
And why are they so crazy?
I don't know. Then you be gay then. If you don't want to deal with it. Seriously.
So were they created to...
We put up with it because we love them.
Were they created to lead or to follow?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, okay.
Who created?
So...
God? In the Garden of Eden. You mean like that?
Yeah.
Did that happen? I don't know.
So you don't...
I think it's a story, right?
Oh, so do you believe in God?
I hope so.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I'd be really sad if it wasn't.
Yeah, amazing. So listen, I got to put you on the hot seat. We're running out of time. I got to put you on the hot seat, so I need you to ask...
I wasn't on the hot seat?
What?
I feel like I've been on the hot seat this whole time.
No.
This feels like... This is Guantanamo Bay. You got me in Abu Ghraib prison, Jesse.
No. So I need you to answer these questions as quickly as possible. All right?
Okay, I guess so. I signed the release because you don't trust me, so go ahead.
The Hot Seat.
Are you woke?
What? No. No. What does that mean?
What is a man?
A guy?
True or false, Jewish men are mama's boys.
What does that mean? Are you a mama's boy?
True or false, Jewish men are mama's boys.
You said your mom was annoying or something? She frustrated you? This can't be so one way, Jesse.
So
I'm not
going to
show you my whole soul and you're not going to give me anything?
Let me ask. I need you to answer these.
Mama's boy, I am for sure. She's the best lady.
Do we need more white? Do we need more white babies?
What? What? I'm gonna decide. Do we need more white babies? Do you think that? You say that kind of thing to people and they give you money, Jesse? You're incredible.
Do we need more?
And they buy
Adam.
It? Wait.
Adam, do we need more white
babies?
Wait,
wait, wait.
Adam, we
got to
move down this line quick as possible, remember?
Wait, wait, I need your answer right now.
Remember, you're Jewish, follow and trust
us. The police, you're getting... No, you can tell me as a guy that likes me, that we're friends. You can tell me if you think that.
What?
More where? In America?
We definitely need more white babies to the point that July...
Why do you care?
Listen, Adam, July is White History Month. Did you know that?
What is that?
Did you know that July is White History Month?
No.
Yeah, I started White History Month 7 years ago.
Cool.
And we celebrate White History Month every July.
They love it. These guys, You're amazing.
And you know what?
You started for white people?
I started.
What am I going to start? Muslim month for come on, bro. Stop sucking up.
Adam.
Jesse, you're a freaking suck up.
Adam.
You got to stop sucking up to these people.
Adam, you know what?
Jesse, they say please and thank you and don't mean it.
Adam.
You can tell. Like the proper whites, Adam. They open a door for you and they're like, excuse me. And you can tell they don't mean it.
Adam.
Don't suck up, you teachers.
You know why? You know why I started White History Month?
I don't know.
Tell you why?
Why?
Because July just feels white.
Why? You thought that was a joke?
You have vacation time. You have summer. You have.
Why is that white?
You have.
You're such a suck up. It's crazy.
You have the 4th of July.
What did you do? Like.
Adam, let's move on down
to this. Our teacher is the best. Jesse, you're amazing.
Adam, is America the best country on this side of heaven?
Heaven? This side of heaven? Is there a country on the other side? I mean, like, we've done the best, like, movies. We've done the best songs.
Yeah. So, Adam, did you take the jab?
We also did the atomic bomb. That was pretty bad. But, like, yeah, I mean... We do sick things. And it's because, you know what it is, Jesse? It's because of black guys, Jewish guys, Catholic people.
So let me ask.
Not the guys you're sucking up to for giving them white history, man.
Did you take the jab?
Did I take the jab?
Yes.
What is that?
The Chinese virus thing. The jab for the Chinese virus.
The what?
Yeah. So let's go to the next one.
Oh, the vaccine? Did I take the vaccine?
Yes.
Yeah, I got, but I didn't boost it.
Okay. Does a bear shit in the woods?
Is it going to make me bit? I'm gay now.
Does a bear shit in the woods?
Yeah, I guess so.
Is the earth flat or round?
Round.
Did
are you flat, Jesse?
Did human beings evolve from monkeys?
Well, fucking no. Dude, yeah, they did. I think so. From primates, yeah.
True or false? Sending your child to a public school is child abuse.
False. False. For sure. What do you mean? Like, they need to... In public school, you get bullied. In private school, like, there's no bullying. They become sociopaths.
We got to keep moving.
In public school, no, Jesse, talk to me real quick. Pastor, in public school, you're terrified to get called gay, and that makes you strong, whether you're gay or not gay.
Right.
Right? In private school, these kids are coddled and, like, told that they're can you imagine if you weren't terrified in sixth grade? You wouldn't become the great man you are today.
So let me ask. Is it?
That went nowhere. Cut that.
So are you saying that sending your child to a public school is child abuse? Oh, yes or no?
No. No way.
It's not. Okay.
No way.
Let me ask.
What am I going to pay? I'm going to pay 50 grand for an 8-year-old? What a ripoff.
So is it ever okay to call
these fucking little princes going to private school?
Is it ever okay to call a woman fat?
If she's not there, yeah, I'll say she's fat. I mean, it's probably not nice to a person. I don't want to be mean to a person.
Right. And.
But sometimes I'll be like, who's that fat girl that.
Do you love white people?
Do I love white people?
Right. Do you love white people?
What is that supposed to mean?
It's a question.
I like people. Yeah.
Did you have fun?
Dude, honestly, I love you.
Thank you.
I really want to understand you better, but you won't answer any of my questions.
Because it's just a 1-hour show, man.
No, because you're setting me up. Now the next stage is that I'm going to get mail. I'm going to get a bomb in my mail or something from one of these guys that you suck up to.
Adam. Tell the folks how to thank you for taking on the hot seat and thanks for coming on. Tell the people how to get your YouTube channel, whatever information you want to put out.
Well, watch the Adam Friedland show. I just want to say to Jesse, I think you're phenomenal.
Thank you.
Really, I really like you as a guy. and I want to understand you better. I want to chill.
Okay. I'm going to have you back.
We're going to hang out. We don't have to podcast for these, for these monsters.
All right.
We don't have to live. We don't have to just, we could just be friends.
Okay. I agree.
Where do you like to go? Like, where do you like to go? Like for a bite or for a drink?
I rarely go out, but wherever you, whatever you say, we'll go there.
Me? You're going to listen to me?
Yes. So whatever you suggest. Really? Yeah. So,
no, I defer to you. You're a man of class.
Okay, I'll think of a place.
You're the man.
Amazing.
I want to understand you so much more.
Okay.
You want to come on the Adam Friedland show?
Yes.
When are you coming to New York?
I'll let you know. I'll look at my schedule. I'll let you know.
Wait, do you have plans in the future?
Well, I have my son live there, and so I can easily come.
So you should come see your great-grandson.
Yeah, great-grand. I have two grandkids. One is married now, and she and her husband has three boys.
What do you give gifts for your grandkids? Like a book on white history or something? You're such a what?
That's and a it good
works.
Idea.
The sucking up works.
Don't give
it's
me
like
any
you're in
ideas.
Class and you're like, our teacher is the best. I love our teacher, and it works on
Adam,
these honky asses.
Adam, I gotta hang up.
What do you give? You give mayonnaise to your grandson as a gift. I love you. Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. And thank you all for tuning in. Let us hear from you. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, support us at thefallenstate.tv and locals.com, all right? Let us hear from you. Thank you, Adam. We'll be talking soon.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
Text me, dude.
I will.
I'll see you, dude. We'll go to the club.
Yes, sir. All right.
I'll see you at the club.
All right.
All right, bye.
Thanks, buddy. Amazing.